This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. The Milwaukee Police Department has been bracing for the public reaction to body camera footage showing the tasing of Bucks rookie player Sterling Brown. The incident happened this past January, and according to some officials familiar with the footage, it raises concerns about how the officers behaved in this incident.
The impending release comes on the heels of another release, that of a report looking at the impact police body cameras have had on how officers at the Milwaukee Police Department do their jobs.
The report was created by the Urban Institute. It's a think tank based in Washington, D.C., that conducts economic and social policy research. Bryce Peterson is the lead researcher on the report, and he joined Lake Effect's Joy Powers. He started by giving some background on MPD's use of police body cameras.
The Milwaukee Police Department applied for a grant from the Department of Justice. They have a program called Strategies for Policing Innovation under their Bureau of Justice Assistance, and they applied for funding through that program in March 2015. And received funding starting in October 2015. And so at that time, they had already launched their pilot program. So the first kind of rollout of body cameras was October 2015. And then they had a phased rollout where they deployed cameras to all of their patrol officers by the end of 2016. So it's been about a year and a couple months process where they were giving their officers body cameras.
So what are the rules around the body cameras? Are they on at all times? Are they on during arrests? Do they have to be on?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and I think that's something that the public is often curious about. As far as I'm aware, there's no police department where they turn the body cameras on at all times. It's logistically difficult in that, you know, there's times where they might be using the restroom or they're just driving from one call to another, and so having the camera on that whole time would be difficult. And then more importantly, I think it's very cost prohibitive to do that. The cost of storing the data is actually the biggest cost associated with body cameras, so having that much data and that many recordings would be very difficult. So the way it works in Milwaukee, and this is kind of the way it works in most places, is they're required to turn on their cameras anytime that they're having an interaction with a community member. So if they're pulling someone over, conducting a traffic stop, someone comes up to talk to them, any sort of situation where they're interacting with a community member, they're supposed to have the camera on, and there's very little discretion around that.
Okay. Now, how did you conduct your analysis? Because in order to do it, you had to have police officers who weren't wearing cameras and those who were.
Correct. Yeah, so as I alluded to earlier, there's this kind of four-phased rollout that Milwaukee used to deploy their body cameras. So phase one happened in October 2015, and that was sort of their pilot test. Then the next phase of rollout was in March 2016. So at that time, we worked with the Milwaukee Police Department to conduct what we call a randomized control trial. So essentially, we identified a group of officers who were eligible to receive cameras. At that phase, they were going to deploy about 300 cameras. So what we did is we took 504 officers who were eligible to receive cameras at phase two, and we randomly assigned them into two groups. So one group received cameras, one group didn't. So in other words, there was 252 officers who had cameras deployed in March 2016, 252 who did not. And then that group who did not receive cameras at that time didn't receive cameras until the last phase of deployment, which was December of 2016. So it gave us about a nine-month period where we were able to follow up with two groups of officers, one with cameras, one without, and we were able to compare outcomes between those two officers during that study period.
What are the key takeaways from this nine-month period?
So we looked at a number of different outcomes between those two groups. We looked at whether arrest behavior went up and down, subject stops, traffic stops, citizen complaints, and use of force incidents. The three big key takeaways that we kind of gathered from this, one is subject stops went down. So officers who had body cameras conducted significantly fewer subject stops than officers without body cameras. The second big takeaway was that citizen complaints also went down. So the number of officers who had a complaint against them during that nine-month period was lower in the group that had body cameras compared to the group that didn't. And then the other kind of big takeaway, and maybe surprising takeaway for some listeners, was use of force incidents. So use of force did not go down. It didn't change at all when you gave officers body cameras. So those are the three big takeaways.
So I'd like to unpack the second point that you talked about, which was, you know, the reduced complaints against MPD officers, because you put a few caveats in there. Can you unpack that a little?
Yeah, so there's two mechanisms or reasons why we think complaints might have gone down. The first is what's called in the literature a civilizing effect, meaning if an officer is wearing a body camera, and especially if the citizen knows that he's wearing a body camera, he or she is wearing a body camera, that they're both going to be on maybe, quote unquote, on their best behavior. So the officer might be using more respectful language because they know the interaction is being recorded. And the citizen may also be more civil when they're interacting with the officer. And in those cases, ideally, it wouldn't escalate into a situation where a complaint needs to be made. The other reason, which is what we're tending to see in this data also, is that people are probably more reluctant to lodge a complaint against an officer who had a body camera. So in other words, if you know that an interaction is being recorded and you had a problem with Officer Joe, you go to make a complaint against Officer Joe and you go to make a complaint at the district office or wherever you're making that complaint and you're told that officer is wearing a body camera, you might feel like maybe I didn't remember that interaction correctly and be a little worried about making a complaint, especially because you can get in trouble if the complaint is false and you knowingly make a false complaint against officers. So there's probably some reluctance amongst community members, so they're not making a complaint now when they otherwise might have.
Have you had a chance to speak with members of the community who've interacted with police and talked about their feelings on the body cameras?
We have, yeah. So as part of this project, early on we did community focus groups. We did two focus groups. I think we talked to something like 22 community members in these two focus groups. We also are conducting community surveys. So it's a survey of people's perceptions and feelings about MPD and the body cameras. The focus groups, I think the reactions were quite varied. Some people were very pro-MPD and pro-body cameras. Some were pro-MPD and against body cameras. A lot of folks were not pleased with MPD and were very skeptical about the body camera program. So the reactions really varied. So we talked to a fairly small group of community members. So from that process, we don't have a great idea of what everyone feels like, but we do have a sense of kind of the mixed emotions that people have about the police department and the body camera program. And then the surveys that we're doing give us a little bit of a broader sense and representation of how community members feel in general. And from that, we've seen that by and large, people are supportive of MPD having a body camera program. So it's a large majority of people responded positively about the body camera program and wanted MPD to have body cameras.
How does MPD feel? Because I know there's been a lot of kind of back and forth of, well, you know, this is kind of trouncing on my rights as an individual, you know, living in the world to not be recorded. And just ideas that maybe these recordings would be misconstrued, misedited to show something that wasn't actually happening. How do the officers feel now that they've been using them a bit?
It's a great question. So I do think we saw exactly what you just outlined. So when we did some focus groups and interviews with officers before they had cameras and after they've had cameras and then after they've had cameras for a longer period of time, you do see that early on they were more skeptical and were pushing back on it. But I think like any new technology or program that officers are, working with, they get used to it. So I think at this point, most of them are pretty used to the body cameras, and they see the use in it for their purposes too. So I think what's important to remember is a lot of times body cameras are useful for the police department as well. So there are some situations, not all, but some situations where someone is making a complaint against the officer that's unfounded, and so they appreciate having documentation of that in those cases where they believe they're behaving respectfully and being accused of something they're not doing. So there is some advantage for the officers to have these cameras, but of course there's always two sides of the coin, right? So there's always the civil liberties aspect of people being recorded by officers, but also officers feel it's a little unfair that they have to have a device that's recording all of their behaviors all day. You know, I think when we've talked to some officers who have expressed the feeling, well, imagine if you had to wear a camera following you around all day in your job. You know, I wish people would do that so they could experience what we have to experience every day. And so part of it is this feeling of they feel like it's because everyone distrusts them, and that's just kind of exemplifies that distrust. So there is some of that, too.
Perhaps people would watch fewer YouTube videos during the day.
Yeah.
Well, Bryce, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your work with me.
Thank you for having me.
Bryce Peterson is a senior research associate at the Urban Institute and lead researcher on a new report evaluating the impact of body cameras on the Milwaukee Police Department. To find a link to the full report, find your way to WUWM.com.